Okay, hello. I'm back with Washing Machine Learn. I don't know which part this is. I think it's 5. Yeah, probably 5. I didn't turn this on because I can't sleep or whatever, but it's more of the other day I watched After, which is the Harry Styles fanfic that became a movie. And I was actually watching pretty much it's a commentary on it. And you know, this is one scene where Harry or Hardin takes Tessa to his place, and he's just like, oh yeah, this is my place. And Curtis Connor and the commentary was basically his secret place, it's private property, that kind of stuff. Kind of made me think, in across all Wattpad stories or YA fiction, the guy who is the brooding, mysterious guy always has a place, his place. And it started making me think about where is my place? I mean, not to say that I'm brooding or whatever, I'm really not, but everyone should kind of have a place where they truly are themselves. You get what I mean? Yeah, it's a place where they can kind of just strip away the the stress and the burden, and it's a place where they feel entirely safe in and vulnerable. I started thinking about it a lot, and I was maybe it's my bedroom, because it's my bedroom, but I don't think it's actually a place where I'm the most honest of myself, or rather I feel the most vulnerable, because I'm usually still a bit on guard, because my door is usually open when I'm in my room, especially during the day, so anyone can peep in, so yeah, that's that. And it's very easy for someone to kind of intrude when they come into your bedroom. So I started thinking more of where is a place where I feel I don't have to care about what people think of me, or rather the place which I feel the most honest in. And I came to a conclusion that it's the bathroom. Yeah, toilets are the place where I feel the most vulnerable in. I mean, of course, you're naked physically, so you trust this place enough to be naked, but there has been incidences lately of people installing cameras in bathrooms. So honestly, is that really a good place to be honest with yourself? Maybe not. But aside from that, to me, toilets or bathrooms are a place where it's just me within these four walls, and it's the time where I can kind of hear what people think of everyone else, what people think of me, what people think of themselves. And it's if you go to school and you go to a bathroom, especially for girls, you kind of hear people gossiping. Yeah. And for my own bathroom, let's say I go into a fight with my own parents, or if not say fight or anything, but there's some tension. If I go to a bathroom, you can clearly hear them talking about you, and you kind of know what they're thinking. What they think about the situation, what they think about you, and it's the place where you're the most honest with yourself, or rather I'm the most honest with myself, and being more receptive to other people's opinion of me, it would be the bathroom. Yeah. And I guess the bathroom is also the one place where I can cry freely. Yeah. When you turn on the shower and it's just Like, I mean, like, you don't shower, and then it's, like, you know, your own private concert, but, like, this rain, or, like, you're acting out, like, in the drama, and, like, you know, it's a really dramatic scene, and, like, the rain is pouring on you. Yeah, and, you know, crying in the shower just means that you don't really feel your tears if, like, you know, you're already, like, soaked in water. So it's, like, your face is wet. Tears aren't gonna make it any wetter. It's still the same. Your face is wet. And, you know, I guess to me, bathrooms are kind of like a place between, it's not say between, but more of like a place where you can sort of like get out of reality, you know? Yeah. It's like when you go into a bathroom, like, no one will disturb you. You know, unless, like, you know, they're knocking on the door, it's just like, oh, do you have, like, your toothbrush, whatever, or that kind of thing, or, like, or, like, you need a pad, and, like, someone's just, like, slipping you a pad underneath the door. But other than that, like, you know, when you're in a toilet or a bathroom, like, it's the one space where people will definitely know not to intrude, because it's such a private space, like, private both physically and figuratively. And, you know, that's kind of, like, the beauty of bathrooms. Like, you hear everything in the bathroom, you hide in the bathroom because, like, you kind of feel safe. And, yeah. I mean, like, some of you might not really agree with me on that. You know, like, maybe the bathroom's, like, the worst place to be. Yeah. But, yeah, bathrooms, like, like, no matter where this bathroom is, like, no matter what state it's in, it's ultimately, like, a place that really separates you from reality. I remember reading somewhere that, like, people tend to feel uncomfortable on, like, public transport or, like, in waiting rooms because they are transitionary spaces. Transition spaces. And some people find solitude in that. Like, those transitions, because, like, you're traveling between, some people see it as, like, you're traveling between realities, which I kind of understand. Like, no one will bother, no one will really bother you, and, like, everyone's just, like, on their way to somewhere, and there's, like, no definitive plan. And I guess that's what bathrooms is. It's not a place that, like, you stay in for long periods of time. It's a place that you go in for, like, maybe an hour at most. Depending on, like, your skincare routine and all that stuff, you know. And then you go out to the room. And then you go back to reality and face it. Yeah, which is why crying in the bathroom, it's, like, kind of therapeutic. Because it's, like, oh, I'm showering, I'm crying, I'm just, like, getting, like, really emotional. And it's, like, after the shower ends, like, before I step out of the bathroom, it's, like, I have to give myself, like, a pep talk. I'm just, like, okay. The moment I step out of here, I am leaving, like, this emotional, like, and sad past self behind. And I'm going to be a new person when I step out. Yeah. Which is why washing hair is kind of, like, therapeutic as well. It's, like, washing away, like, all, like, the butter and all that kind of stuff. Though I don't really have much hair to, like, wash off. So, not wash off, but, like, wash. Yeah, bald queen here. I mean, I'm not, like, bald, like, I'm, like, growing out my hair already. But I actually shaved my head to raise awareness about children who have cancer. Yeah, and then basically, like, going bald is a way to say that, like, it's okay to be bald, and, you know, you'll push through it. But it also serves as, like, an icon for women, you know, like, hairs and everything. Yeah. Enough about that. So, yeah, where is your place? Or, like, rather, what is the place that you feel, like, safe and comfortable to be somewhat vulnerable in? Or, like, fully vulnerable in? Yeah, I would like to know. Yeah, I think that's gonna be all for tonight, because I'm really tired. So, I mean, like, is this even, like, washing machine lint, or is this, like, 4.5? Yeah. I think I'll put it as 5, though. It's kind of a ramble. Yeah. So, yeah. We'll probably do, like, longer ones next time. I don't know. Updates. I found out that my colour pencils are actually watercolour pencils recently. So, surprise. So now I've gotten into watercolors and I suck at it. There's a reason why I'm not like a visual artist. There's a reason why I took theater, and then I look at my theater pieces and I know that I'm just not a theater lover. Yeah, I think that's like major updates. Finding out my color pencils aren't actually color pencils. I've been using them as color pencils too, and I've had like this set for like what, 10 years now. I guess I just never really processed that they were watercolor pencils. I didn't buy them, by the way. Like I took it from my sister. Yeah. So there's that. I hosted a cafe event for Day 6's Dawn. Yeah. It was really fun. I got to meet a bunch of fans, and then like today we talked for like about like 3 hours. Yeah, just talking about Day 6, talking about life, you know. Did a little bit of fortune telling as well. Yeah, it was like really fun to talk to them, and you know, they gave me some advice on like university and stuff, and like they talked about like their school life, which was really interesting to hear. Yeah, I didn't think there really is anything else to talk about. Jungkook is an e-boy. And that's when I found out. Quite disappointing. I'm not a fan of e-boys. Yeah. Okay, no, this was supposed to be about like being vulnerable in the place. So, yeah, the bathroom, a very vulnerable place. Is your vulnerable place the bathroom? Give it some thought, you know, like, where is your place, as Harden would say, Harden Scott would say. And, you know, it would be interesting to hear your responses and to, you know, kind of find out, like, what you think about transition spaces, like, between realities, you know? Or, like, is there any space that, like, makes you, like, really uncomfortable because you just feel like you don't belong? Not, like, don't belong as in, like, oh, you're an outcast or whatever, but more of, like, a space that just kind of, like, brings you discomfort, you know, or comfort. Like, I guess a place of discomfort for me would be, like, the Chinese temple. Yeah, a Buddhist temple. I don't know whether it's just me reacting to, like, the incense, but every time I go, like, there's always something that doesn't sit quite right with me, and I need to take, like, a nap afterwards. But, yeah, do let me know, like, what do you think about spaces and how they make you feel, you know? Like, ignore, like, the human interaction or whatever, but rather just, like, how a place makes you feel. Like, I'd be really interested to find out more. Yeah. Good night.